It's our Less Than Average Below Par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say...
I'm going to burp smoke on the water.
You're going to burp smoke on the water.
Okay, go
for
it.
Yeah, correct.
That don't impress. Oh, God, no, what the hell?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Just loving impress Shania Twain. She's so hard to impress. That's a fun game that we did last night. Tonight, a whole new night of a whole new bunch of activities, kids. So let's get involved. Let's get amongst it.
Tom, no games tonight. Not a games night Tuesday, is it?
It's not a games night.
But what it is Trash Talkback Tuesday. And I am...
And that is no game.
It's no game. That is some serious AM radio on the FMs.
Yep.
And I'm getting hyped up,
oh,
angry.
Shut up, you pig.
Bit of that, a bit of trash talk about the plastic bag scenario going around,
Oh,
Tom.
Don't get me started on the plastic bag. Oh. I mean, why are people annoyed?
I'm sure you've got strong opinions, Tommy. You're always so educated. What are you pumped about tonight?
I'm really pumped, Ollie.
Good start from you. I'll do it for you. Up pretty soon, small man syndrome, Tom. I want to know if small man syndrome is a thing. I reckon it is. I know a guy who claims to have it.
There's no way.
I posted a photo of the two of us on social media, Tom and Ollie. Get involved there if you want to tag someone who's got a small man syndrome.
You didn't tag me, did you?
No, I didn't tag you, but I just edited the photo to make it look like that your hoodie you're wearing just says, I do. I do have small man syndrome. So that's a bit of fun there. Get involved,
yeah,
Tom and Ollie,
yeah,
Facebook,
great.
Instagram.
Ollie, we're having an end of year party, aren't we? To do with cryptocurrency. We've put a whole bunch of funds into cryptocurrencies, and depending on where that sits at the end of the year, we're going to use those funds to have a massive party. Well, we've been figuring out that we don't have enough funds for a lot of things to do with this party.
Need more cash, mate.
Well, funnily you say cash, Ollie. Up next,
have you?
Someone's been doing some scrounging.
Oh, okay.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stick around. Here I go again, White Snake, for your Tuesday night. G'day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. The question we're asking is, if we put a whole bunch of money into cryptocurrency, will we be able to have a big end-of-year party or just a couple of goon bags in the park?
Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end-of-year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end-of-year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Triple M.
Oh, mate, and yesterday we looked up our total of cryptocurrency. We started at $2,500. We're at $2,768.
Mm.
Should actually log in. Oh, I'm logged in.
You should log in. It changes daily. The reality is,
Are you sure you want to know the total for today?
Yeah, come on. So we were at 2,768 yesterday.
Yeah. We're down to $2,626.
Ah, look, it's volatile. It's volatile, Tom.
The market's very volatile.
Yesterday you were saying, and I agree with you, we need more cash. I mean, I organised the party planner who told us that we would need several thousand dollars to have any sort of fun time.
Tess from the UK, she was just like, mate, you want to have some Jats crackers and cheese or you want to actually have some craft beers going on?
So you said you could find some money, Tom. Yesterday you were like, leave it to me. I'm guessing you've just gone to the boss and asked for money or...
What? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. How would you try and procure money?
Ollie, let's just say I've secured us an extra $1,000. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Got the $1,000.
Yeah.
So.
How have you done that?
What?
Well, how have you done? How have you got that?
What do you mean, how have I got that? Don't worry your little brain about these things.
I am.
I've got my hands on $1,000. That's all you need to worry about.
Sounding very sus, right? I mean, how did you? Did you get it from CoinSpot? Who are the guys who gave us the money?
Mate, never ask questions you want answers. Don't want answers to.
So you're just not going to tell us how you got it? That sounds very dodgy.
All I'm saying is I've secured $1,000.
All right. Yeah, I've got a sore throat. What's with that?
Look, I'm sick today.
Yeah.
Whether that has, and it is throat related, like I've got quite a bad sore throat. Whether that's related to the $1,000 or not.
All right. I'm not going to ask questions I don't want to hear answers to.
Never do.
I'm going to leave that in your court, and if you've done something illegal...
I've got $1,000. Let's just say that, and we're putting it into cryptocurrency.
Really?
Yep.
We can invest more.
Well, mate, we can invest $1,000 more into our cryptocurrency. As I was saying yesterday, if first your investment doesn't succeed, just invest more.
Well, we've already got money in three coins. Dash, Neo, and Zilliqa.
We've actually got money in four coins.
Oh, what's the fourth
Dash, Zilliqa, Neo, and Gas.
Gas?
Yeah, Gas.
I wasn't involved in that choice. Where'd that come from?
Producer Bell chose it.
Was that Bell's?
Ex-producer Bell.
We're going to sell those coins.
Get rid of Gas.
Well, we can't have Bell's choice. She's dead to us.
They're worth 0.0158 cents.
All right. Now, we'll leave the Gas.
Okay.
I reckon to invest this last bit of money.
Yeah, we got $1,000.
$1,000.
I just got it.
Here's what I'm thinking. It sounds very sus. Here's what I'm thinking. I know this might sound left of field, but we thought we would try and choose it in a lucky way last time with the dartboard. We had darts.
That's right.
We had the coins on a dartboard. We threw them randomly. And whatever was hit was how we chose it.
And that's leaving it all down to lady luck.
Yeah, a little bit. I think we need to change tact. Because
you ask any darts player, it's all luck. There's no skill involved in darts. Yeah.
They just say, can I get a quick feed? Or can I get a razor to get my goatee fashioned more sharply?
And how ridiculous that they don't have grid girls at the bloody darts anymore. Can you believe it? Jesus Christ, I've taken the sexuality out of darts.
Let's not get hung up on the dart aspect, Tom. What I'm saying is we need a new method to choose this coin.
Okay.
Are you with me in going with one coin? I think it's nice just to narrow it down. Put all our eggs into this one fifth basket.
Yeah, definitely.
But
we don't want to muddy the waters anymore.
No. Here's where a bit of curveball comes in, I reckon.
Yeah.
I would like to find someone who has been extremely, extremely...
lucky.
Unlucky.
What?
In the past, who's had no luck at all.
No.
And because I think that kind of person is due for their luck to turn around.
Or is their unluckiness due to just continue?
No, it's too obvious to say, are you lucky? Let's go with you. That's so done. That's so obvious. It's cliche. No. 1-3-3-5-3. Are you very unlucky? Have you had a horrible, horrible run of luck recently?
Oh.
Don't want to go into too much detail about, you know, we don't want to hear too much sob stories on a Tuesday night, but we do want to hear, you know, it'd be a shame to get bogged down.
Totally.
But I do want to hear someone who's been pretty unlucky.
Okay.
Maybe it's on the sporting field. Maybe it's just in general life.
And it's your chance to have $1,000.
Yeah.
Invested into cryptocurrency.
And this is also
you don't get the $1,000.
No. You're a key stakeholder.
Totally.
And it's a good chance for someone who is unlucky to have a bit of a fresh start and a new chance to be lucky.
I still think that
a fresh start.
Look, I've got more to say on this, but sure, if you want to go with the unluckiness, go for it.
Are you really unlucky? Have you had a bad run of luck? 1-3-3-5-3. Now's your chance to redeem yourself.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M? Give us a call. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, we have questions. We ask tough ones as well. Tonight we'll find out whether small man syndrome is actually a thing. That one there was Remedy Black Crows.
Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end of year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end of year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Triple M.
And we've been tracking these cryptocurrencies. We're currently at about $2,600.
It is a very much a grey space, isn't it? It's hard to predict the future.
Oh, yeah.
You're really at the whim of, I don't know what, blockchain, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Do you get blockchain, Tom?
Yes, I do.
What is the point of cryptocurrency, just while we're here chatting about it?
It was originally so that we didn't have all our money in banks. It was an online, open source style of currency that can be traded between people without the need for a bank.
Ah, a bit of a mistrust of banks.
Well, it's like, it's kind of like gold or something. Like, you own that.
Yeah.
Like this is actually yours. Whereas if you have money now, you put it in a bank, the banks can kind of lose
it. So we literally own some Zilliqa, some Dash, some Neo.
And the blockchain, what that means is it's like a unified ledger. Like, everyone's purchases ever recorded are recorded onto this ledger. And then that spread out across the internet. So that everyone's got a copy of the ledger,
okay. And
the blockchain would record every single purchase so that you couldn't...
Great bit of backstory.
Is that pretty good?
That's a good backstory. Yeah, okay, I bought that.
Yeah,
I don't have any idea, so I'm just trusting you.
I found $1,000.
You found $1,000 over the last 24 hours.
Just got it.
Very sus.
That's fine.
I'm wondering if we should check your house or your car and see what's been going on in your life.
Fine.
But I won't unturn any stones I don't want to see the bottom of. Mm. Let's press on, because the idea here is reinvesting this $1,000. I've suggested someone very unlucky could be a roundabout way of discovering some luck. Because so far our investment has been middling. You know, we're at 2,760.
Yeah.
After being at 2,500.
Yeah. If you were investing money with someone, would you choose the lucky person or the unlucky person to invest that?
Normally, the lucky person.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So why haven't we asked for a lucky person?
This show ain't normal. You know, we are...
What do you mean?
It's crazy. Mate, it's not Lucky Wednesday. Oh. What we're doing here is we're pioneering a new way, and that is the way of the unlucky.
All right, well, let's speak to Gavin. Gavin, you reckon you've been pretty unlucky recently on 1-3-5-3?
Yeah, I reckon I have.
Okay, Gavin, tell us why. I could guess, but go on.
Okay, I've saved up for a boat. Once I've made the arrangement to go and get the boat, I left my wallet in the car and my car got broken into.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so that was, you know, a couple of thousand in my wallet for the boat. I then saved up for it again, drove to Mildura to get the boat, drove back, took it out on my first fishing trip in Yarrawonga.
Yeah.
Upon leaving, noticed the trailer was broken. I didn't really notice that when I bought the boat. So I had to leave it there until I could source a new trailer.
Oh, my God.
I've saved up for the trailer working like 7 days.
Yeah.
In that time, my starter motor went on my car and
Gavin.
My timing belt at separate times.
Oh, God.
Oh, Gavin.
Oh, Gavin.
Last weekend was my first weekend off.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
From not working.
Work on my boat.
Yeah,
well, I finally got the trailer.
Oh, Gavin.
Well, Gavin, what would $1,000 mean to you invested in our party?
Oh, it would just, I don't know. Yeah, it would be a load off.
Yeah, it would mean nothing to you. But it would mean a lot to us, Gavin, if we could use your propensity for bad luck and spin it around with your help to create good luck.
All right. What do I have to do?
Well, have you been following the cryptocurrency markets at all? Like, are you amongst this?
Nah, I've kind of caught wind of the gist of it, but not really.
Yeah.
What are some of the cryptocurrencies you've heard about, Gavin?
Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. I mean, that wasn't an online.
It's not real. It's not
currency.
It's not traded.
Yeah.
Well, it's
I know you've got Bitcoin, and I've heard of some of the other ones, but yeah, I'm not really too familiar.
If you could invest your $1,000 of unluckiness into any type of coin, cryptocurrency, what would you invest it in?
Would it be an unlucky cryptocurrency?
Oh, yeah, if such a thing existed.
Do you think that
Trick coin?
Trick coin.
Trick coin?
Yeah.
Trick coin. Sad coin.
Trick coin.
You know, theft coin.
I don't know if trick coin exists.
Okay, Gavin, I want you to do this. I reckon over the next 24 hours, so by tomorrow, actually end of the week, on Thursday, let's get Gavin on the phone to do some research, and then on that Thursday, Gavin, tell us which coin you want to invest in, because I think we're going to go with you, and I'd be even willing to invest all the money, Tom, but that's just me. I think we put all our eggs into Gavin's basket.
Really?
How confident do you feel, Gavin, that we can get this to work?
With my luck, are you sure you're willing to do it?
Well, that's the thing. Do you feel like the tide's about to change for you, or are you still in a funk of bad luck?
Well, I'm trying, you know, and I feel like, you know, good karma is going to come around. It's like you just keep soldiering on and you get through it. But I think, you know, I just got the boat, you know.
I think it's a new dawn for you.
And you know what, Gavin, what are you doing tonight? What are you doing right now?
I'm going home to take my girlfriend's car to get fuel. Well, I hope my girlfriend's dad's car.
Okay, well, do you reckon you could read up on some cryptocurrencies tonight and tell us just around 8 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, no worries.
All right,
yeah,
we'll give you 40 minutes. Jump on the net now. Have a research. And I reckon you're right, Ollie. I think coming
Tom,
up...
you've caught the bug, Tom. You want to get it done. Let's get it going.
Coming up next, I reckon... Let's discuss this more, because I like the idea of putting all our eggs in a basket. And Gavin's basket
as well. It's about rolling the dice big time here.
All right.
And that means selling up other coins.
Oh, stick around. What are we going to do with this cryptocurrency that's going to be your end-of-year party? Find out next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Who are you? The who? Triple M. Tom and Ollie. We'll find out whether small man syndrome is a thing very soon. But we're planning our end of year party. And the budget for the party is actually all on cryptocurrencies. That's right. CoinSpot came to us and went, hey, we'll give you $2,500 for an end of year party. Like, sweet eyes, and they're like, ah, yeah, but you have to kind of invest it in cryptocurrency and see how it plays out throughout the year. So that's what we're doing. And you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au. And that's what I've been using to look at all of our cryptocurrencies here, Ollie. We just heard from our Gavin.
Unlucky Gavin.
Unlucky Gavin.
Australia's potentially most unlucky man. He had a horrible story about he went to get his boat. The trailer was broken. He had to go home and get a new trailer. He lost his wallet at some point. It all went wrong for Gavin.
It wasn't very good. Now, you think that investing in someone unlucky will turn their luck around and
That's my theory.
Right.
I think it's a potential.
Well, hey, okay.
But I also think that maybe we should go the other side.
Okay. Well, 133353. Give us a call now if you think that you're pretty lucky. Like, if you're a lucky person, 133353. We need you on, in right now.
Because Matt called up and he had a great idea. Cool. Matt said, why don't you guys, like, face off a lucky person and an unlucky person and then truly test, through crypto, how unlucky or lucky they are and see if their fortunes can turn. So we've already got unlucky Gavin.
Okay.
But as you say, Tom, 133353, are you a lucky person? Let's get your input as well. And really invest our money on just two coins.
Yeah.
But what that means, Tom, if you're following, is that means selling all the coins we have and investing in these two people if we can get them.
Well, our coins currently, I mean, they've made us a bit of money, haven't they? They've made us like $100.
Yeah, that's not much. I don't think that's enough.
We've just gone down again in value. Okay. So we're now at $2,598. So we've made 98 bucks.
We need a change of tact. That's why 133353. If you're a really lucky person, we need your help because you're going to form the backbone of our new financial investment structure.
Yeah, give us a call.
FIS.
What?
Financial investment structure. That's what I'm calling it.
I thought you said FIS, didn't I?
No, Tom. Not before 9 o'clock.
If you're very lucky, give us a call. 133353.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a five-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a five-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
An end-of-year party that's all based on the cryptocurrency market. That's what we're looking at for your end-of-year party towards the end of the year. We'll let you know. Well, we'll try and figure out how you can secure an invite soon.
If you can get there. And if you can get there, then how you can do that. That's all dependent on the money. That's why I've got a new FIS, Tom. A new financial investment structure.
Strategy.
No, structure.
Cool.
Yeah, or strategy, either one. That's more of a fist sounding thing because it's the ST. But we're gonna diversify our portfolio into two people, two investors, lucky and unlucky.
Let's go to our lucky man now. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
You reckon you're pretty lucky, Joe?
I reckon I am pretty lucky, mate.
Why are you so lucky?
Oh, well, to start with, my surname is Luck. So
Joe Luck
comes into play every now and then.
Joe Luck? We have a Joe Luck on the phone.
That's like the reverse of Joe Dirt. Like, that's the good version of Joe Dirt.
Yeah, nah, keep them coming. I've never heard them before.
Yeah. All right. Well,
good. Why else are you lucky, Joe? I mean, you've got it in the bag there, but why else are you
probably
lucky?
Probably the most recent piece of luck I had was I found $200 cash sticking out of a generic ATM machine.
Brilliant. Nice. This is the exact type of person that we need investing our money.
You're in immediately, Joe. So here's the deal. By 8 o'clock, we need you to go away, like Gavin, our unlucky investor, Gavin. Go away for half an hour, research cryptocurrencies, look at the coins available, maybe ask your mates who know some stuff, and find out the coin you want to invest in. Just one coin, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Brilliant. Oh, and then we'll find out whether being lucky or unlucky is better in this situation. Thank you very much, Joe. We'll talk to Joe and Gavin before 8 o'clock.
And that will define our party entirely.
Up next, Small Man Syndrome. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. The man, the killers, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Make sure you're listening after 8 to find out the coins that our lucky and unlucky men are going to be investing in for our cryptocurrency party at the end of the year.
Tom, we're going to turn to a slightly more serious question here. Do you have Small Man Syndrome? Now, you were doubting that this even existed.
This is not... I know that it's a thing. Mm. Like, it exists in dogs, like small dog syndrome. Well, it does.
You believe that, but you don't believe the human version.
Oh, no, and I believe in the human version, but I don't think anybody's going to get involved on the phone saying, yeah, I've got small man syndrome, I'm a dickhead.
No, but it's not about... it's not about being a dickhead. That's not what it is.
Small man syndrome?
Yeah.
Isn't it trying to, like, be bigger than what you are?
Yeah, but you can also be just self-conscious and self-aware enough to go, yeah, I am small, and it plays on my confidence.
Oh, so it's not necessarily negative.
It's not just I'm a dickhead who gets angry and punches people because I'm small.
That's what I thought it was. I thought they were quite obnoxious people, small men syndrome people.
Well, they might. There are probably some like that, but I'm just saying, as a catch-all, small man syndrome doesn't just mean that. It can mean you're someone who is, you know, short, and that's been your whole life, and so you've had to live with that, and you can acknowledge that you've got a bit of a complex about it, or at least affects your psyche.
Yeah, I'd be interested if anybody calls on 133353 about this.
You're a smaller man, Tom.
I am.
How do you cope with that? Do you find the small size affects your persona, attitude?
No.
Demeanor?
No.
Yeah, go on. Anything else? Or just
No, that's it.
Yeah, so there you go. Don't reckon. Point made.
What?
You've just proven it exists.
No, you haven't.
You're getting very defensive. You're crossing your arms.
What are you talking about?
Why are you crossing your arms?
Because I'm cold.
Small man syndrome, clearly a thing. Why do you think no one's going to be brave enough or open enough just to say, yeah, I identify with that?
I feel like with small man syndrome, you don't know that you've got small man syndrome if you've got small man syndrome. I think it can only be seen from afar. I feel like you'd have to be quite psychologically switched on to realize
that. Mate Martin said he did. He said he's definitely got it.
Yeah.
And he said you do too. So he said takes one to know one.
What did you get?
All right. Well, Tom's shut off after this conversation. So I'll rely on you, 133353, to help me out and have an open conversation about small man syndrome. Are you a smaller lad? Well, maybe you know someone. Maybe you've got a friend who you can not dob in, but refer to, reflect on as someone who does live a smaller statured life.
133353. Get involved. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I'm fine, mate. It's fine. The epic Money for Nothing, Dire Straits. G'day. It's Tom and Ollie for your Tuesday night. We have questions. After 8 o'clock, we'll get into some memorable Uber rides. We've all had them, and I've had an Uber ride, Ollie, where the Uber driver thinks that he can teach me something.
Oh, wow. Are you also going to accept Didi and Ola and other rider sharing services?
Taxify? Yeah, sure.
Sure. All right. Small man syndrome, Tom, is on the table. Small man syndrome, is it a thing? And do you suffer from it? Do you know someone who suffers from it?
Nah.
Are they in denial, like someone I know?
What are you talking about?
133353 if you do. Tom, you were saying it, you didn't think it was a thing.
It's not a thing.
Well, you're being very bullish about it. Whatever. Which suggests you've got some kind of issue.
I just don't think people, if they suffer from small man syndrome, that they would know.
You know, I think you're joking about it, but I think we have hit a nerve here, and this is why you have this attitude. You're doing a bit of a character. It's all fun and games about
character here.
I think that we've really hit a nerve here.
What are you talking about?
Producer Eli's probably nodding along as well.
He's always on my side.
Do you reckon we've hit a nerve here, Eli, with Tom? He's being very, you know, non-committal about the whole thing.
Oh,
he doesn't want
small man syndrome.
You just want to say,
yeah. Talk further away from the microphone next time, Eli.
All right, let's hear from Pat on 133353. Pat, what do you think? You don't have it. Your best mate does.
Yeah, one of my best mates. He's had it his whole life. He's about 5'1", 5'2". We've always taunted him, you know, given him stuff about it, and he's kind of looked at it on an optimistic side. But I actually recently caught up with him a few months ago, and he joined the Navy. And I was like, oh, what are you doing in the Navy at the moment? He's actually a submariner, so he works on submarines. Mm. And he said, it's the best thing ever. I was like, oh, why is that? It's like, well, there's a height restriction, one, for the job, which is the maximum of 6 foot, 6 to 7 foot.
Yes.
Secondly, all the guys he works around are, like, quite taller than him, smacking their heads, always having to duck, whereas he can move through any hatch, nook and cranny.
Yeah, good.
It's the best thing ever for him. And he loves it. It's the best job. And I was like, look, he's totally embraced it. He loves being short man syndrome, I guess, to put it. But he's definitely rubbed it in our faces now, making twice as much money as I ever would in my life.
Pat, he doesn't have a syndrome. He's just short. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And there's some jobs that are great for that. You know, submarining, radio. There's all these jobs that you can do as a short man and there's no issue.
Still haven't heard of any syndrome from Pat's call there. Just heard about a short man doing good in the world. That's all I can hear. So.
Well, he can't be a fireman.
Still yet to prove it to me, Ollie.
Okay, he can't be a fireman, but he can do some rides. Let's hear from Michael. I'm on 333353. Your friend as well, Michael.
Hey, young fellas. Yeah, me mate, he's got small man syndrome. We like to go four-wheel driving a lot. He's always got to have the biggest wheels, the biggest car, you know, has the biggest motorbike.
Does he openly talk about having it, or does he deny it?
You can't really deny being short. You know, you are what you are, but he gets a little bit, like, you know, if we've had a few beers, he gets a little bit rowdy if you, you know, start to pick on him, but he kind of, he admits he's short.
He hates it.
Yeah, he admits he's short. I mean, nobody's not admitting that they're short, but he doesn't have a syndrome. I'm not hearing a syndrome here, Michael.
Well, I mean, I reckon we should all start a GoFundMe for my mate, and we can maybe get him checked out to see if he does have a syndrome.
Well, no, we're not doing that. That's a stupid waste of time.
We could buy him some boots with some big heels, like Ryan in the OC. You know, he's a very short actor in the OC. He had to wear those boots.
Really?
Always wearing big boots. He's quite short. He was shorter than the rest of them.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, nice.
The tricks of the trade.
He didn't have a syndrome, though, did he? He's just a short man.
Well, you're not a doctor, so...
But neither are you. So why are you thinking that this is a thing? I'm yet to see any type of psychological medical proof in front of my eyes to say that small man syndrome is a thing.
Syndrome until proven not syndrome.
That's not a thing.
That is how we're going to approach this.
That's not a thing.
Mark, you have it yourself. You're a self-professed small man syndrome.
Don't. Yeah, I do. And it's real.
There you go, Tom. It's real.
No. Well,
and that's coming from Mark. How short are you, Mark?
5'7", 56 kilos.
You're pretty light as well, aren't you? You could be a jockey, maybe.
Yeah, and I've heard that my whole life.
Yeah, I went to stop saying because I realised you would have told it a lot. But it's the truth, and we're on radio, so we'll say the obvious. Mark, how do you deal with it? Do you try and squash it away like Tom is?
No, just work hard, working hard trade.
Yeah.
You know, it's a ball worker. Go to the gym, work out. Yeah. Do everything the big blokes can do.
And so why is that small man syndrome, Mark?
Oh, that's not it. It's, you know, you walk into a pub or a club and straight away, you know, you're the smallest bloke there.
Syndrome.
Everyone's bigger than you.
That's a syndrome.
No, that's not. That's just knowing that you're short. There's no syndrome about that.
I don't know. It's affected me throughout my life.
Yeah, because you're short, but that's just being
Mark,
short.
Mark, do you think that it's something that you have to psychologically work with?
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, so there you go, Tom. And,
yeah, got bullied a lot at school. Yeah.
That's pretty common.
There's a lot of people out there that are in this boat. Mm.
Yeah,
but you can't fit a lot of us in the boat.
Tom, if it's a Titanic sinking, you can fit a lot of Mark's friends. How tall are you, Tom?
I am 5'8", I think, or 5'10". I don't know which one it is. I'm 172 centimetres.
I don't think he's 5'10".
I'm 172 centimetres.
172, I reckon. Can we find out, producers, how much?
What's 172 centimetres in feet and inches?
Tom's asking Siri.
5.64 feet.
5.64.
Maybe I'm 176.
I think I'm 5'8 or 5'10. Mate, Mark was 5'7". He's taller than you, and he's acknowledging it's a syndrome.
And that's five. That's more than 5.5 feet. So it's 5'7". I don't know what I am. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Here's what I want to ask.
You've got small man syndrome.
No. You still haven't proven to me that small man syndrome is a thing. If you're a medical professional, if you're a psychologist of some sort, 133353, can you actually tell me whether small man syndrome is an actual syndrome?
Mate, I've Googled it. Wikipedia, small man syndrome. There it is.
Yeah, that's a Wikipedia page. 133353. Jump on the phone if you can tell me that small man syndrome is an actual thing. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
The thing.
All the small things, Blink 182. How fitting. As Ollie thinks that small man syndrome is a thing. No. There's utterly no way you with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. There's no way. Yeah, we just heard of a lot of short men.
Number of men calling up saying, yeah, I've got small man syndrome. I'm a short guy. I'm 5'7", which is about what you are. And he's battled with it. And how did he deal with it? By working hard.
Yeah, but that's not small man syndrome. That's not saying you've got some type of complex because you're small. That was just people dealing with their smallness.
Okay, so maybe the phrase small man syndrome isn't ticking your box for you. You think it's a bit of a shitty title?
Well, small man syndrome, what that means to me is your life is different because you're small and you're trying to do something with that. Like you've got a syndrome because of it, some kind of psychological trait.
Yeah. Well, I read then to you straight from the academia. Napoleon complex is a theorized complex occurring in people of short stature.
Yeah.
It's characterized by overly aggressive or domineering social behavior and carries the implication that such behavior is compensatory for the subject's nature. So compensation going on for being short, often referred to as short man syndrome. Napoleon complex, straight from Wikipedia.
You've said it there yourself.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We're going to discuss your memorable Uber rides very soon. Any ride-sharing service, of course, as well as Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Yeah.
Ollie's going to have a go at plastic bags for some reason.
No, not having a go at plastic bags. Oh, at the issue surrounding, the furor surrounding plastic bags. Can't believe the words that have been used. Controversial? It's not controversial.
Ollie, you've been discussing small man syndrome, how you think that it's a thing, that people who are small have some type of syndrome where they...
I didn't make it up. It's a common phrase, small man syndrome, short man syndrome. Wikipedia says Napoleon complex.
Let's head over to Mark then on 133353. Good evening, Mark. Why don't you tell Ollie what you told me?
Basically, I had a mate who went to a psychologist thinking that small man syndrome was practically a mental disorder, and the psychologist just brushed it off as being an insecurity.
There you go.
Just an insecurity.
What you said to me, that it's not a thing in the actual psychological book and stuff, you know, like you flesh it out a bit more, but that's fine.
Yeah.
You can just say it was just insecurities.
I don't trust Mark or his friends. I think you have it and you're getting aggressive now, and I'm not comfortable.
Nah.
Stop crossing your arms. You're looking very aggressive.
Whatever.
All right, Tom, we'll move on. You're not that short. You're only like 5'7".
5'8", 5'7".
5'8", 9, 5'10". I don't know. Whatever, mate. Doesn't matter. Let's push on, Tom, because our cryptocurrency end of year party is back on the cards.
Whoa.
We have changed our entire financial system here. We're reinvesting with the help of two blokes. One's unlucky, one's lucky. You'll meet them next. If you missed this before on the show, you'll meet them. And they're going to choose a coin to invest in.
Oh, that's next. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Alone with you, the Sunny Boys, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Those memorable Uber rides coming up very soon.
Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end of year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end of year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Triple M.
All right, so we've currently got about $2,581 for an end of year party. That's gone down considerably.
For everyone, by the way. This party's for everyone.
That's gone down $100 since yesterday, which isn't very good. Cryptocurrencies, of course, these online trading coins that you can trade in privately and all. Anyway.
They're volatile. It's up and down, Tom. So it's hard to really make any strong gains, we've found.
Just then, we've just lost $10.
Just then.
Yeah.
Well, it's been about, a month or maybe 2 months now since we invested.
Yeah.
So we should have made a bit of cash. We haven't made a whole lot. We've made about $100. So we're entirely overhauling our system here, and we're doing that by investing in two coins alone, chosen by two men, which means, Tom, we're selling up our current assets.
Yeah, we're selling up Dash, Zilliqa, and Neo, which we've got $2,500 in.
Now, that was my idea tonight. Let's be honest, a bit rash, but I think we're really flying fast here and by the seat of our pants.
Well, I like this idea of testing out between a lucky person and an unlucky person. So we did have unlucky Gavin on the phone before.
We did, and Gavin is with us now. Evening, Gavin.
Hey, mate. How are you going?
Good, mate. We've tasked you and our lucky man, Joe Luck, with the research job of finding out a coin to invest in tonight. You've had half an hour, but a bit of backstory. Yep. You were unlucky because you saved up for a boat to buy. Then what happened?
I drove it to I picked it up from Mildura, then I drove it to Yarrawonga on a fishing trip. At that point, realised the trailer was wrecked, had to replace that in the process of saving for that. My car was broken into, my timing belt went, and my starter motor on my car.
Lots of bad luck.
And your wallet was stolen when you tried to buy the boat as well, which isn't very good.
No, so you're an unlucky man, Gavin, which means it's time for your luck to turn around, and we're all hoping that this is your day. Today's the day where just things turn around for you. You've been researching. How have you gone? What have you found?
No, the only one that's really sort of stood out would be Bitcoin Gold. It's not really something I'm familiar with, but hey, I'd probably lose it anyway.
Brilliant. All right.
Bitcoin Gold, and why has that struck you?
I don't know. It's just it's down, but it's still there. It's definitely not going.
Hang on, what do you mean it's down?
Isn't it down?
Down as in it's going down.
Yeah.
Well, knowing you, it probably is, Gavin, because you're pretty unlucky. But that can mean it's going to go up, right?
In April, it was trading at $118. Right now, it's trading at $39.
Yeah. knowing my life, that would be the one that I'd invest in.
Good on you, Gavin. Well, I like how you're sort of going true to form here, although we are hoping your form does turn around. All right, let's lock in Bitcoin Gold from Gavin. Now half of our entire portfolio, which, by the way, is around $3,500. That's the total portfolio.
Yeah, that's right, because I did just get $1,000.
You found $1,000, which is very dodgy, but you've got it. Yeah. Which means Bitcoin Gold now has approximately 1,700 or so. which is hefty and hopefully a good investment. Now let's go to Joe, who on the other side of the coin is a very lucky man, aren't you, Joe?
I am, yes, definitely.
What's your surname?
Luck.
Luck. Luck. I mean,
when you walk into a place and they say, what's your name? And you go, Mr. Luck or Joe Luck. Do you get a lot of comments?
They generally say, you're feeling lucky or bad luck or all of them, mate. I've heard everything.
Right. All right. Well, Joe, you've been doing some research over the past 20 minutes on cryptocurrencies and coins. What have you come up with?
Well, I was looking at ADX. ADX, it seems to be screaming out to me as a single man that I could really do with adding another X.
Okay. Add X. All right. Sweet. Ass.
Okay. Add an X. ADX.
I have been looking at this in the past 3 months, in mid to late April. It was trading at $1.50. Right now it's trading at 53 cents. So you've picked another downtrending coin, Joe.
It looks like it only seems to go up and down a cent or two a year and then. So, when they're only worth 50 cents,
and everyone knows
you can buy a fair stack of them, mate.
Yeah, you can buy them when they're cheap. And when they're down, that's when you buy, Tom. You don't buy when they're up.
That's true. That's true.
So thank you, Joe. Lucky Joe and unlucky Gavin.
All right. I'll chuck these trades in now, Ollie. They're about $1,750 bucks each. In both Bitcoin Gold and AdX.
Hopefully they go up for your sake. We can get to the party. But what these men don't realize, Tom, is that what we've just done is transferred all responsibility for this party over to these two men. If it goes pear-shaped, it's all on Joe and Gavin, and we can clean our hands off and go, all right, guys, your fault. Bad luck.
Brilliant stuff. Stick around, because Memorable Uber Rides is coming up.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Roxanne, the police, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hey, hope you're having a good Tuesday night. Ollie wants to talk about the plastic bag ban soon with Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
I'm getting really amped up about this stuff. I need to get to this tonight. I'm livid about the plastic bag scenario.
Okay.
So make sure we get time for that.
Don't worry, I will. Ollie, I want to talk about memorable Uber rides. 133353, if you've had one. It doesn't have to be an Uber. It can be any ride-sharing service or a taxi ride if you'd like to. 133353. Memorable rides.
Memorable rides. Well, I'm pretty peeved about this bag situation, so if you can cheer me up or get me in a bit more of a nostalgic mood about rides, that'd be great.
I had to go to a baby shower the other day, Ollie, and congratulations to Tom and Em. No word yet, but any day now for those guys with the baby. I had to go on about a 45-minute ride to get to this baby shower, so it was a long ride in the car, and the Uber driver that picked us up, he was quite cheery.
Rich
quite
guy.
Lovely.
Rich guy over here, get a train.
I went to go to the train, but it was going to cost me only $5 more. If we split it between me and Seth.
What? A train costs like $4.
Plus the tram, plus the bus to get to this place. It was like a train.
How much do you think public transport costs?
$5 a ride?
Once you tap on, though.
Yeah. That's in Melbourne.
Well, once you use whatever you're using.
Yeah.
It's not that it's all in one trip.
Nah, it'd be $10. Anyway.
Justified.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I got an Uber, Ollie, and my Uber driver was a life coach. Can you believe that?
Oh, okay.
He's a life coach.
They exist.
Apparently so. And my Uber driver was one. He said that out of the 8,000 rides that he's done, he's life coached 4,000 people in the car.
Unwillingly. They've been captive audiences and he's just badgered them about, you should do this in your life.
No, he asked them whether he can life coach them.
Did he ask you, do you mind if I life coach you?
Well, he was also a tarot reader.
Well, red flag here.
What are you talking
about? This is like a shop that says, I make fish and chips and pizza. If you're Uber driving and you're life coaching and you're tarot card reading, stop doing 10 things in a shitty way. Just do one thing well.
Well, he said that he was a life coach and that he could coach people through a whole bunch of different situations, including, relationships with their friends or work or anything like that.
No.
And he also was trying to get a read on me saying, hey, have you had a change in your life towards the end of last year?
This is a farce, Tom. If this guy's a decent life coach, he wouldn't be driving Uber.
How dare you?
No, but seriously.
He's doing a
part-time. Tony Robbins doesn't drive around doing Uber in his spare time. He's making heaps of quid.
He's doing it part-time. And it was a memorable Uber ride.
Did he coach you?
He didn't, because I wasn't willing to give up my life in the Uber. Apparently people are willing to talk about whatever they want.
You couldn't open up.
They'll just open up. They'll open up and tell him deep, dark secrets about their lives. That's what this guy was saying.
And you refuse to open up and be vulnerable.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Small man syndrome. Coming back to haunt you.
No, 133353. Have you had a memorable Uber ride? Doesn't necessarily have to be about the driver. It can be what happened on the ride, and it can be in a taxi, all those other services for sure.
I've got a great story, actually.
All right,
about a guy who crashed the car whilst ride sharing, and the guy had to step in and save the day.
All right, we'll hear about that next. 133353.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Oh, maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It's on the list of Radio 101 phoners, Ollie. Memorable Uber rides, 133353.
Whose idea was this?
I don't know. I think it's mine. Shut up. I had a really memorable Uber ride about a guy because the driver was a life coach and he tried life coaching me.
And
he was a lovely
man.
He
said, I'll life coach you. And you said, no. And that was memorable. What a moment you shared.
Shut up, mate.
You closed book.
Hey, Jen, you've had a memorable Uber ride?
Hi, Tom. Hi, Ollie. Yes,
hi,
I have.
Okay.
I actually got a free ride home after I had a bit of a deep and meaningful with my Uber driver and ended up kissing him.
No way.
A deep and meaningful and a kiss. Was that the kiss or that was the chat?
We had a bit of a chat. So I was sort of just walking home looking quite nice after a touch up with a few girls. And
looking quite nice.
Yeah, looking quite nice. And he was like, no, you shouldn't be walking home. I'll give you a lift. Was really, really lovely. And, wow. Yeah, I gave him a kiss and he said, oh, don't worry about paying me. It's all right.
But isn't it automatic payment in the Uber?
Yeah.
It's fast,
it actually was a taxi, but your producer was like, just tell him it's an Uber.
Oh, so here we go.
I'm throwing under the bus.
Stand-in producer Eli. Here we go. The work experience
was
boy.
Eli making you lie about the kind of service you were using? That is such a shame.
That's ridiculous.
Look, it's showbiz, right?
Jen, I said that it could be a taxi ride or an Uber or an Ola or a Taxify or whatever it wants to be. So you were in the right to call up.
Anyway,
your
see him again? You see him again, Jen?
I did not. It was a one-off.
One time only.
One-off smooch.
Like a coupon. Like a one-time only
like
coupon.
Good old taxi coupon. Thank you very much, Jen, for getting involved. And producer Eli, who's stand-in, fill-in. Pack up your desk, mate. Pack up your desk.
Pack it up. Any more, Tom, or are we done?
No, we're done. You with Tom and Ollie.
I've got a story.
On Triple M. New music, highway tune, Greta Van Fleet, Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions after 9 o'clock. Have Aussies lost the spark in the bedroom?
Right now though, Tom, get fired up, get angry because it's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Ah, piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f***wit. I've just spoken to a f***ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
Brilliant.
And it's a really pointed one tonight because it's everywhere. I'm talking about plastic bags, Tom. And they are everywhere in the oceans. People's cars. In the bin. All this stuff, it's getting ridiculous.
It is.
Here's my position.
Yeah.
What actually made me irate in the first place, what fired me up today, was hearing this bit of audio on Sunrise. Have a listen here.
A customer fed up with the supermarket's controversial plastic bag ban has taken matters into his own hands. Sydney man Eddie Naree posted a video on social media of him dumping an entire shopping trolley into the boot of his car.
No bag, no problem. We'll take the trolley. Look at that. In the car.
Brilliant.
Now, straight up, Eddie is an idiot. There's no doubt there that guy is just a fool.
Well, don't say that on this session.
No, that guy, Eddie, obviously putting a trolley in the back of his boot, what a D-head.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. But that's not what got me angry.
Yeah.
What got me angry was that Koshy called the whole thing the controversial banning of plastic bags.
I know.
It's not controversial.
Can I just ask, what's Trash Talk Back Tuesday?
Trash Talk Back Tuesday
is
when we talk about a trashy issue and we get fired up about it.
Oh, cool. Okay, sorry. I just didn't know what to get involved with here.
Okay, well, we will do that once I've said my bit, Tom.
Sorry.
Point is, it shouldn't be controversial.
Oh, I tell you, mate.
No, shut up.
Sorry.
Plastic bags banning shouldn't be controversial. It should be bloody common sense. Now, just a bit of backstory here. From July 1st, Queensland and WA have said they're going to ban the single-use plastic bags. That's to be in line with South Australia, the ACT and Tasmania. Victoria also following the lead, which means NSW is the last state to get involved. And quite humorously, Woolworths said they were first announced they were going to ban the bag, and Coles said it would do the same thing hours later. So, tagging along there, classic from the big Big guys there.
Oh, we're like one of the last countries to do this, by the way. You go to anywhere else on the planet and most people have banned plastic bags.
It shouldn't be an
issue. Why are people getting their arms
up? So 133353, Trash Talk Back Tuesday, here's the call to action. If you're someone who thinks, no, it is controversial, we should have some plastic bags. If you're upset by this, I want to speak to you. I want to speak at you. I want to get angry. I'll try and be nice, but I can't promise anything.
Well, it's your radio show. You know, you can do what you want on here, you pig.
That's right. It's bloody 3AW. It's AM radio, and we're going to get angry if we so choose. And I am angry. So if you're in that boat, 133353, feel free to get arced up. But if you're like me as well, if you've got a say on the plastic bag saga, get involved in Trash Talk Back Tuesday. It's bloody time that we heard some fiery opinions. Because it can't just be me getting angry, Tom. It can't just be this guy.
Mate, I'm angry as well.
If you've got a brain, what is your brain saying about plastic bags taking the pulse of the nation?
Just jump on the phone, 133353. You're with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Need you tonight in excess, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. If you reckon you've lost a spark in the bedroom, we've got a love tutor on after 9 o'clock for naughty after nine.
The phone lines are opened up, Tom, for Trash Talk Back Tuesday as we discuss plastic bags.
Piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f-wit.
I've just spoken to a f-ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
Oof.
The plastic bag saga, if you think it's controversial, if you're arguing that, you know, we need to keep plastic bags because your routine desires it, get stuffed and call up a 133353 because I would love to have it out.
It's comical, isn't it?
There's no doubt that, of course, the environment suffers when... I've got a stat here, 1% of the 3.2 billion single-use bags end up in the ocean, so only 30 to 40 million bags end up in the ocean, Tom, or in the environment. So obviously, to me, it's so obvious that, of course, yes, it's a mild inconvenience. Today I had to buy a bag for a dollar. It's a routine thing. You'll get used to it.
I went shopping the other day. I got a box.
You got a box?
Carried all my stuff in a box.
Isn't that hipster?
It was hipster.
Yeah. You shop local, you were saying.
I shop local. I don't even shop at the big supermarkets.
Yeah, well, you're just a tosser. All I'm saying is change your routine. Don't swear at me, you pig. People will get used to the fact that you bring an old, you know, solid bag shopping with you and you'll use that. Let's hear from Jack. Jack, what do you want to say, you big D head?
If you're not buying plastic bags, don't sell them. Don't sell them your plastic bags.
All right, what do you mean, don't
sell boxes? Sell boxes, put them in a box.
Oh, you want boxes instead?
Or put them in a sharp bag, like, you know, the other bag you pay a dollar for. But
the green bag.
Sell them. But don't sell plastic bags when you're banning plastic bags. What about your meat, when you're at the butcher's? Go into a plastic bag.
Yeah.
What do you put your fruit and veggie in? Yeah. A plastic bag. Yeah. What do you put your shammy in? A plastic bag. What do you put your yabbit? Your yabbit bin.
Plastic
your
bag.
Bin liner.
Plastic
bag. Yabbit bag. Yeah. And all plastic bag, man.
Yeah, good call.
I'm with you, Jack. We should be doing that. Absolutely. It's a challenge. That would be a big challenge nationwide. But I hear...
What do you put your sports clothes in?
Plastic bag.
No, a gym bag.
A gym bag. You got me there. But I am riled up. Yeah. And let's hear from John. Crazy John, are you?
Hey boys, how are we?
Yeah, I'm good, John. Your mate Tom's here as well.
And don't you go fading me down, Tom. Yes. Let me have my say this time.
Don't fade John down. It's Trash Talk Back Tuesday. Do you want to say anything to Tom whilst we're doing Trash Talk Back Tuesday, John?
Yeah, you look silly in Hawaii.
You look silly in Hawaii. We got it out. No, stop fading him down. I want to hear what John's got to say on the bag.
He faded me down again.
Tom. You're not
He needs to talk about the plastic bags, otherwise he's not getting airtime on this station.
We're on subject.
Yep. All right. Go on the bags. Let's go, John.
All right. You bought a bag for a dollar today, Ollie. What did you do with that bag when you were finished with it?
Well, no, that wasn't plastic. That was a genuine, like, fabric.
Yeah, are you going to keep using it every day, or will you buy one of those every time you go shopping like I do?
Well, no, because the punishment of payment, John, listen to me, will naturally curb your behaviour. So next time, you'll stop going...
Fade him down, Tom! Let me talk!
You can't fade me. Listen to you, dickhead. This is our show, John, okay?
Hey, I don't have to be called dickhead.
Going crazy, John. Love your support.
That's what I want. I want that. Support. I want more of that.
I know you do.
It's good stuff from John. Good. He's a good sport. Yeah, let's hear from
the pig.
Jeff, you big fool. What do you want to say?
Hey, how you going, mate? So we had Jack, John, and Jeff. Is this Triple J? Did I
know? No, don't mention it. Don't mention it.
Oh, God.
If you mention those J's, I'll vomit.
All right, Jeff.
Hey, so you think that the plastic band bag is bad, but what's really the point? They're banning 36 mil bags, but you can buy one for 15 cents for, you know, 37 mil. I mean, it's just ludicrous. They jumped on the bandwagon. It's just, you know, most likely all those bags that are in the ocean are
Jeff,
getting dumped by China.
Are you against the ban?
I'm against the ban.
You're an idiot.
You can call me that. That's true. But really, it's too little too late.
No, but surely, Jeff, you can recognize that if everyone's going to the supermarket and everyone's getting four or five bags, if we can cut that out, that is a strong dent into the bag situation.
But, okay, what happens to those bags, even the ones for 15 cents, once they go into our recycle bins? Where are they going?
No,
some bad news?
I'm with you, Jeff. We shouldn't even have any plastic bags per
but where's the recyclables going? We're selling them to China because they're the only ones dumb enough to take them at the price we're going to pay.
And they've stopped taking them.
So what, do we just all drown in our own waste?
They've stopped taking the dirty ones. They'll still take the clean recyclables, but they're just not taking any of our stuff, with the crap in it, right?
Well, the next fad needs to be Hessian sack bags. Everyone needs to have a Hessian bag. They take to the supermarket. They take to the gym if you want to put your stuff in your gym bag.
No, you just got a gym bag.
Gym bag. Whatever. You go to the butcher, like that guy was saying, fruit and veg, put it all in just a Hessian bag, a reusable bag.
Well, God, I think there's more in this, you pig. 133353. Get involved in Trash Talk back Tuesday. What about the banning of the plastic bag? Get involved. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, you pig. Selling the drama live. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty Afternoon, not far away. But, jeez, we're getting riled up in here.
Piss off, you dickhead.
You're a whip.
I've just spoken to a idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
It's pretty full on, that opener.
Yeah, it is. It's the one time in the week, Tom, where on this show we allow people to really get a bit aggro and loosen the purse strings on the vocab, on the aggression. And today it's about the plastic bag saga. And I won't even open up the Pandora's box of the straws, the drinking straws being banned.
Because
that's another one.
Nah, get rid of them. Who needs a straw in their stupid drink?
I do like a straw.
Yeah, but you can ask for a straw. You don't need to be given it every single time you have a drink.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're not saying ban straws. You're just saying keep them.
And get paper straws.
They get soggy. But plastic bags, Tom.
Oh, here we go.
That's
so
the
you're
bandwagon.
Going against plastic bags here, but you won't drink out of a paper straw. What type of warrior are you? Are you an enviro warrior or are you just against the plastic bags in the big two supermarkets?
I'll use a paper straw if it's in a nice cocktail jar. If it's part of the theme and it's a white and red curly straw. Okay. No, I'm going to leave that behind. Plastic bags, Tom, if you're against the ban on plastic bags, I want to hear from you because I think you're a downright fool. And let's go to Steve. What do you think?
Evening, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. We're getting pretty angry.
Angry.
Look, before I even open up a can on the plastic bag scenario, paper straws? Dude, are you kidding? Let's stop using them in the 70s because they're useless.
No, they're not
they stopped using them at the same time as they stopped using waterproof tea bags. Come on.
Okay, well, let's definitely get into plastic straws next week. But what's this bag situation, Steve?
Yeah, look, here's what I'm thinking, right? Now, you'd like to open by saying that the rest of the world had stopped using these things.
Yeah, they have.
We're lagging behind, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
So I'm thinking there's like 22 million of us and we're in the corner, like down the bottom. We can keep using them. It'll be fine. No one's even going to notice.
What kind of piggish attitude is that where you can't be stuffed being a leader? You're going to sit in the corner and do damage because no one can see you.
No, we're leading the way in helping the fishing industry by, like, because, you know, they'll get in the ocean and then the tuna will be prepackaged already in the plastic bag.
Steve, have you heard about the North Atlantic garbage patch?
I have, yeah, but see, that's in the North Atlantic. That's a long way.
No,
you're a dickhead, Steve.
We're all on the same planet. It's three times the size of France.
Yeah, but see, that's the French. I mean, really, we're going to go there?
You're a bloody pig for having an opinion.
You're an insult to our intelligence, Steve. Bugger off. Get off this station. Nikita, what do you want to say, Nikita?
Hello. I wanted to say I agree with it. Like, it's good, but they still have bags for you to get your fruit and veggies and, like, the produce bit. So it's not really that accurate because they're still going to go into the trash and end up in the ocean.
Look, Nikita, I don't want to yell at you. You sound like a nice person, but you can't be angry at when you see a bit of change and say, well, there should be more change because you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I think, though, it is very silly that they are profiting off of it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind that if it's doing good for the environment.
Because I already used, like, the bags before it came out, kind of. I was already one of the people that, like, brought my own bags.
Oh, I bet you did.
There is also the thing of they have to put more, like, more cashiers open because it's taking more time to pack a bag.
But also it should cost money for the disincentive as well.
Yeah.
And, like, Aldi's always been on that. Aldi has never had bags.
Well, they can't afford bags. That's different.
I mean, I love waking up with my power grain from Aldi.
Exactly,
yeah. My corny flakes. Let's go to Corey. What do you think, Corey?
Here we go. All right, guys. Let's get a little bit deep here. Let's open our minds. Not just about the plastic bag or not to have the plastic bag.
Here we go.
Let's be real.
What's
I reckon the cheeky buggers at Woolies and the cheeky buggers at Coles, I reckon the environment was at 20th down on their list.
Yeah.
I reckon the first one though was to expand those profit margins and to suck people into thinking it's all about the environment. I reckon that's the bigger problem.
But you're ignoring the fact that this all came about because science was leading the charge saying ban the plastic bag.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I reckon probably hipsters sitting on Facebook and on the media probably leading the charge more than scientists.
Hey, don't have a go at Tom.
Yeah, don't have a go at me. I love Facebook. Wait, how, Corey? You call up my station? Corey? You listen to him.
Hey, boy, one at a time. Corey, what were you saying?
I'm saying I love a good hipster. I own a cafe. My livelihood depends on it.
All right.
However, I love the convenience of a plastic bag. I don't mind having to go into Woolies and flex my big guns.
You listen here, Corey. You have the worst opinions I've ever heard on any type of show. You should not be here on this station. You don't listen.
Okay, that's enough of that one, Tom. Thank you, Corey. I think we covered a lot of ground there.
My sore throat just got worse.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.